It wasn't easy for her, and she ended up looking like a spider had crawled into her mouth. She gave it another go, grinning so wide that the girl could see her teeth, of which there were two. Feeling that she had at last got it right, Ismelia continued. "Are you a poor little lamb what has lost its way in the dark forest?"
"No. What's wrong with your face?" the little girl asked.
Ismelia wasn't listening. She was already walking round and round the girl, still rubbing her hands together, and with a little bit of dribble leaking out of the corner of her mouth. Very quietly, she was mumbling things like, "Oh, yum, 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 yum," and, "Yes, that's a nice leg. It'll go lovely in a stew, that leg. And look, there's another leg right next to it. What a stroke of luck!" After a couple of minutes of this, during which the little girl folded her arms and looked sulky, Ismelia straightened up. "Let's get you in the warm and dry, shall we? You'll catch a death of cold out here in the rain."
"But it's quite a warm night, and it's not even raining."
"It's very changeable. You never know when it might start," said Ismelia briskly, bustling the girl into her kitchen. "Best to get you out of those wet things and into a nice warm pot."